The Shepherd of Hermas, translated by J.B. Lightfoot. Part 15. Parable 10. After I had written out this book completely, the angel who had delivered me to the shepherd came to the house where I was, and sat upon a couch, and the shepherd stood at his right hand. Then he called me, and spoke thus unto me, I delivered thee, said he, and thy house, to this shepherd, that thou might be protected by him. True, sir, I said. If, therefore, said he, thou desirest to be protected from all annoyance and all cruelty, to have also success in every good work and word, and all the power of righteousness, walk in his commandments, which I have given thee, and thou shalt be able to get the mastery over all wickedness. For if thou keep his commandments, all evil desire and the sweetness of this world shall be subject to thee. Moreover, success shall attend thee in every good undertaking. Embrace his gravity and self-restraint, and tell it out unto all men that he is held in great honor and dignity with the Lord, and is a ruler of great authority, and powerful in his office. To him alone in the whole world hath authority over a repentance been assigned. Seemeth he to thee to be powerful? Yet you despise the gravity and moderation which he useth towards you. I say unto him, Ask him, sir, himself, whether from the time that he hath been in my house I have done anything out of order, whereby I have offended him. I myself know, said he, that thou hast done nothing out of order, nor art about to do so. And so I speak these things unto thee, that thou mayest persevere. For he hath given a good account of thee unto me. Thou, therefore, shalt speak these words unto others, that they too, who have practiced or shall practice repentance, may be of the same mind as thou art, and he may give a good report of them to me, and I unto the Lord. I too, sir, I say, declare to every man the mighty works of the Lord, for I hope that all who have sinned in the past, if they hear these things, will gladly repent and recover life. Continue, therefore, said he, in this ministry, and complete it unto the end. For whosoever fulfill his commandments shall have life. Yea, such a man shall have great honor with the Lord. But whosoever keep not his commandments, fly from their life, and oppose them, and follow not his commandments, but deliver themselves over to death. And each one becomes guilty of his own blood. But I bid thee obey these commandments, and thou shalt have a remedy for thy sins. Moreover, I have sent these virgins unto thee, that they may dwell with thee, for I have seen that they are friendly towards thee. Thou hast them, therefore, as helpers, that thou mayest be the better able to keep his commandments. For it is impossible that these commandments be kept without the help of these virgins. I see, too, that they are glad to be with thee, but I will charge them that they depart not at all from thy house. Only do thou purify thy house, for in a clean house they will gladly dwell, for they are clean and chaste and industrious, and all have favor in the sight of the Lord. If, therefore, they shall find thy house pure, they will continue with thee, but if the slightest pollution arise, they will depart from thy house at once, for these virgins love not pollution in any form. I say unto him, I hope, sir, that I shall please them, so that they may gladly dwell in my house for ever. And just as he to whom thou didst deliver me maketh no complaint against me, so they likewise shall make no complaint. He saith unto the shepherd, I perceive, saith he, that he wishes to live as the servant of God, and that he will keep these commandments, and will place these virgins in a clean habitation. With these words he again delivered me over to the shepherd, and called the virgins, and said to them, Inasmuch as I see that you are glad to dwell in this man's house, I commend to you him and his house, that you depart not at all from his house. But they heard these words gladly. He said then to me, Acquit you like a man in this ministry. Declare to every man the mighty works of the Lord, and thou shalt have favor in this ministry. Whosoever therefore shall walk in these commandments shall live and be happy in his life. But whosoever shall neglect them shall not live, and shall be unhappy in his life. Charge all men who are able to do right, that they cease not to practice good works, for it is useful to them. I say, moreover, that every man ought to be rescued from misfortune, for he that hath need and suffereth misfortune in his daily life is in great torment and want. Whosoever therefore rescueth from penury a life of this kind winneth great joy for himself, for he who is harassed by misfortune of this sort is afflicted and tortured with equal torment as one who is in chains. For many men, on account of calamities of this kind, because they can bear them no longer, lay violent hands on themselves. He, then, who knows the calamity of a man of this kind and rescueth him not, committeth great sin, and becomes guilty of the man's blood. Do, therefore, good works, whoever of you have received benefits from the Lord, lest while you delay to do them, the building of the tower be completed. For it is on your account that the work of the building has been interrupted. Unless, then, you hasten to do right, the tower will be completed, and you shut out. When, then, he had finished speaking with me, he rose from the couch and departed, taking with him the shepherd and the virgins. He said, however, unto me, that he would send the shepherd and the virgins back again to my house. End of part 15. End of the Shepherd of Hermas.